Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was wondering what the process is for certifying who can administer the vaccine.
What do you, like an individual? What do you mean?
Sorry. Okay, so I'm part of a hospital, and we have a grant to, like, proceed with administering the vaccine, and I was just wondering what needs to be done to certify individuals to be able, like, who's allowed to administer the vaccine, and if there's, like, a certification process that needs to be conducted.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see who I can direct you to. Hold on just a moment for me.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you been on the adph.org or the cdc.gov websites?
Yes. So I found a link. I just don't know if that was the only thing that needed to be done. Let me see what I pulled up. I found this CDC eLearn. It's like a continuing education instruction for, it's called You Call the Shots Module 18. And it's just like a quick course, I guess, that people can take, but I didn't know if that was all that needed to be done. Like, we have a bunch of medical students who are working or trying to volunteer, and we also have, like, physicians. Obviously, physicians are qualified, but I just didn't know if there was a process that medical students could go through to become qualified, if possible.
And that, I am not going to have the answer to that. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you know who I can be directed to?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me do some searching for you.
Okay.
Okay. So when you went to the Alabama Department of Public Health website,
mm-hmm.
What did you go to the packet of information, including an application to assist healthcare providers in obtaining approval? Of course, that would be alternate care sites.
So I was on the page that says, like, COVID-19 vaccination provider support, and I went to the tab that says vaccine administration preparation, storage, and handling. And under that, there is one that says You Call the Shots 2020 Module 18 Vaccine Administration. So I went there, and it's like a CE tutorial thing. I haven't gone through the course, but it just tells you how to administer a vaccine, and I just didn't know if, like, that qualifies people to distribute it.
I mean, our certificates, licenses, and permits. Oh, that's not going to be it. Do you actually have an application that you've filled out, or?
I was not a part of that application process, but apparently we do have, I think it's in, like, the next month or so, we do have a grant that allows us, or we were able to obtain vaccines to be distributed to community, and I'm part of the medical school, and we're trying to figure out who's qualified to administer it.
I'll be honest with you, I really do not have any direct person or even a direct department information to give you. You pretty much have to go to those websites and dig through there. I know that's not
okay,
very helpful.
Just to be sure then, everything is like the state is just basing everything off of the CDC website, correct?
Well, you can go to the Alabama, the ADPH, .org
right.
website and the CDC.gov website. So yes, they are very much following CDC guidelines.
Perfect. So if I was able to contact someone from CDC, it would still be applicable to Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I will do some more digging and see what I can find.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.